Dude, you got one?
All right, no questions.
Sam, Michael's just kind of saying how this spring he's been so much more vocal and just talking with you than he even ever was last year. What's it been like to kind of have those conversations, and how is it different from last year even?
Obviously last year I think was a little bit unique to everyone, so I think he was just trying to probably give me some space to just allow me, to spend time with Norv and with Pat and to try to just get used to the offense and try to figure out what we're doing. But, this year we've had a lot more conversations, and it's been great. It really started, when he was away those couple of weeks with his eye, we would text almost every day after practice, and he would just give me some thoughts about, what he saw from us on offense, what the defense was trying to do, things that we could take advantage of, things that they were trying to take away. And, just having those conversations with someone on the other side of the ball, especially with someone like Coach Sim, who's got that much knowledge, and, to really just be able to talk defense, and understand conceptually what it is they're trying to do. I think I've learned a lot over the past couple of weeks just about coverages, blitzes, really everything that a defense tries to do to stop an offense.
He said that he wants to be kind of more involved with the team in total and not just maybe centering on the defense quite as much. What does it do for an offense to have the head coach in part of it, even if he's not necessarily an offensive guru but has that defensive mind?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think the more Coach Sam can be involved with the offense, obviously I think we all love playing for him. I think we all have a great deal of respect for him. We'd run through a wall for him. Just, to have him, in our meetings, to have him come up and talk to us on the field, whether it's about football, whether it's about life, whether it's about, whatever. I think anytime we have those interactions, it's good for us to be around him because, he does spend a lot of time with the defense and those guys are with him a lot. But I think this year he's been around the offense more, and I think the guys have really enjoyed it.
This is going to be your first training camp with the team. Have you taken any time to reflect on how, in your words, unique this last year has been for you?
Probably, at the end of the year last year, once everything had kind of ended and calmed down, kind of thought about, just the events that had happened in, the past 6 or 7 months and how I got here. But, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I learned a lot about myself last year. I learned a lot about, being a quarterback, being a leader, being a teammate, being put in that position. And, I'm really excited for training camp this year. It'll be the first time in my career that we've ever gone away for training camp. So that'll be a new experience, and it'll be fun to get down there and get to work.
Sam, how do you think Case has come along, just kind of getting settled into a new spot?
Yeah, I think Case has done a good job. Obviously, anytime, you come into a new building and, you're given the task of learning a new offense, I think it just takes time, it takes reps. It's like speaking a new language. You've got to be able, to understand it in the classroom, but then you've got to be able to come out and apply it on the field. And, I think he's worked really hard at, doing that. And I think, he's gotten better each day and he's played well.
He's talking about your offensive linemen and how they're not like a big party group. Like sometimes they can be quiet, but also they just want to get things right this year. Have you seen that already early on in minicamp and OTAs, that that's their mindset? Let's get on the same page even before training camp.
Yeah. I love those guys up front. I think it's a really fun group to be around. When they come to work every day, it's time to go to work. And you can just tell by their attitude in the meeting room. We come out here for a walkthrough before practice, at practice. I think there's been, a level of focus, probably a little bit higher than I've seen in the past during this time of year with those guys. And so, it's nice to know that they're taking things serious, and they want to get things right.
Sam, for minicamp, OTAs, a lot of situational things you guys have been working on. Yeah. Any area that kind of stands out as having taken a step forward?
I think the red zone work was great. It's something that we really emphasize, throughout OTAs and mini camps. We spent a lot of time down there. It's obviously, for the offense and the defense, it's a critical part of the game. For us, our mentality is, we want to score touchdowns. It's an area that, going back and looking at last year, we've got to be better. We've got to be more efficient. When we get down there, we've got to score touchdowns and can't settle for field goals. So, I think just trying some new concepts down there, some things that we did well last year and trying to find a balance, and maybe add a few new more plays down there. I think it's been great for us to spend the extra time.
Tim, have you ever had a coach that's so open about him wanting to improve as a head coach? He says he's with that with you. He's honest with us about
You
know, some coaches, they're not that transparent, but he's very honest about that.
He is. You know, he's probably, you know, one of the most upfront, honest coaches I've ever played for. And I think that's, you know, one of the things, you know, that the guys really respect, because we know that he's in it with us and we're in this together. And, you know, if he makes a mistake, you know, he's going to own up to it. Just like if he feels like we made a mistake, he's going to call us out and keep us accountable. And so when you play for a guy like that and you know that he's going to treat everyone, including himself, the same, you know, it's really fun to play for someone like that.
And that he admits he doesn't have all the answers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How much do you think you can benefit by having all of these camps and training camp with this team that you didn't get last year?
I mean, a lot, obviously. You know, just, you know, being able, you know, to really go through OTAs, the offseason with Pat, you know, talk about the offense, what we're trying to do, you know, talk about things that, you know, we like from last year, concepts that we felt were efficient, you know, things that we felt like we need to improve. You know, I think that's been really big. But then also just the time with, you know, everyone on the field and us going through it together, you know, them hearing my voice in the huddle at the line of scrimmage, going through some of our audibles at the line of scrimmage, you know, some of the changes, you know, and just getting on the same page with the guys out wide. And obviously, we didn't have an opportunity to really do any of that last year, you know, except for practice, after practice. And, you know, at that point, you know, it's hard to really play catch up. You know, this is the time of year where you kind of build the foundation. And so going through this offseason, being able to do it with this team, you know, I think it's obviously going to help.
Why do you think the texting was such an effective communication for both of you?
What?
Like the text between you and Coach Zimmer, why do you think that was such an effective?
You know, it was just nice to hear his opinion. You know, he wasn't here. You know, when he's here, we obviously have conversations. But, you know, when he was away from the building, it was still nice to know, you know, that he was watching the offense, you know, making sure that we were doing things, you know, right. And then just to get his opinion on what he saw from the defense that day. You know, maybe if there were some blitzes that, you know, they put in to beat a certain protection, how we could pick it up, coverages that they put in to maybe take away a route, how we could beat that coverage, what to look for, what tips, you know, what keys, give away certain things. And just, you know, those texts were really nice.
Last couple for Sam.
What'd you think of Bob Stoops resigning? Did you have a chance to reach out to him?
You know, I did reach out to him after it happened. You know, I think I was probably a little bit surprised, like everyone else. But, you know, if Coach Stoops felt like it was the right time, then, you know, I've always had the belief in Coach Stoops, and, you know, I trust in him. And if he felt like it was the right time and it's the best thing for the program, then I'm all in.
Sam, a lot of guys coming back, like Randy yesterday, Ahmad, today's the alumni dinner. I know Zim had talked a little bit about how he feels that that's important, especially for a guy who's not really been around the Vikings long. How does that help you a little to get to know these guys?
Yeah, you know, obviously Randy said something at the end of practice yesterday, and, you know, just knowing that the organization takes care of the alumni, that they're welcome back here, you know, that it really is kind of a family atmosphere. And once you're a part of the family, you'll always be a part of the family. And so, you know, I think it's nice knowing that you're playing for an organization who encourages things like that.
Same with Brett Ellison. We've seen a lot more of David Morgan. What do you think he can bring to this offense?
Yeah, you know, David, he's really versatile. You know, I think he can, you know, you can put him in there and he can block, and I've got all the confidence in the world that, you know, if we need him to come in there, you know, in a two tight end set, you know, it kind of help get things going in the run game, you know, blocking pass protection. He does a great job, but, you know, also his route running. You know, he's got good speed, he's got good hands. You know, it seems like he's got a pretty good feel for some of the things over the ball, just finding spaces and zones. You know, I think he had a couple good catches yesterday, just kind of finding soft spots in there. And so, you know, knowing that we've got him and Kyle and can kind of, you know, throw some multiple tight end sets at people, you know, I think that'll help.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Sam. All right.
Thanks.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
You gave the guys.